Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hello. Accountability. We need more of it. We need people to take responsibility when they make mistakes. When you don't adhere to the rules, maybe, and you don't get the grade that you wanted, maybe you ought to look inward. I say that because there was a college student in Oklahoma. It involves a young lady. I had her name up here in a minute. But there's a First Amendment issue going on in terms of Samantha Fulnecki. She is a University of Oklahoma junior. She received a failing grade on an essay. And when she did, she filed a report with her school alleging that she is being discriminated against because of her religious beliefs. In response, the school put the instructor who gave her the grade on leave. Now, here's kind of what happened. There was an assignment in a psychology class. They were asked to write a 650-word essay in response to an article discussing the role that societal gender norms play in how people are perceived. Now, she's a junior majoring in psychology at the university. And she argued that moving away from such norms, quote, pulls us farther from God's original plans for humans, and added that God intentionally created differences between men and women. I'm going to read a little bit more, but before I do, I want to give you the disclaimer. This is not a political discussion. This is not a scientific. This is strictly what the professor was asking and what the student wrote. And the fallout. That is why this is kind of a story that it really, really stuck out to me. She wrote that women naturally want to do womanly things because God created us with those womanly desires in our hearts. Same goes for men. God created men in the image of his courage and strength. He created women in the image of his beauty. Now, she accused her peers of going along with more progressive ideas about gender simply to avoid stoking criticism, calling it, quote, a cowardly, insincere way to live. Well, Fulnecki received 0 out of 25 points for the assignment, and that didn't sit well with the Turning Point USA chapter. They said, quote, they were not deducting points because you have certain beliefs, but rather because the paper does not answer the questions. For this assignment, it contradicts itself, heavily uses personal ideology over empirical evidence in a scientific class. It is at times offensive. That is the instructor's comments. It's not because of beliefs. It's because the paper does not answer the questions for the assignment. To me, at the end of the day, it's about following the assignment. Now, the instructor went on to say it's perfectly fine to believe in adhering to traditional gender roles, students' personal beliefs do not change the broad medical, you know, psychological, scientific consensus about sex and gender. The instructor, Mel Kurth, also had someone who in the program also validated the 0 out of 25. And when the when this got to Turning Point USA, they called for the instructor to be fired. Now, the school said the instructor was on administrative leave as an investigation continued. School said it takes seriously concerns involving First Amendment rights, certainly including religious freedoms, and they wanted to immediately address the academic and legal concerns. Here's my question, and maybe you guys can help me out. 651-461-9226, the CCO talk and text line. Who is in the right with this? Who is correct in the student versus the instructor? The instructor specifically asked a question, and they wanted to, they wanted a paper based on the role that societal gender norms play and how people were received. The instructor said that the paper does not answer the questions for the assignment. And we see a lot of this where, if my opinion, if something does not go somebody's way, they are so quick to blame somebody else for the fact that they didn't get it right. You're discriminating against me. You don't like me. You hate my religious beliefs. It's always trying to find somebody to punish when you don't follow the directions, when you do not supply what is requested of you as a student anywhere, not even a student. If you are asked to provide something and somebody comes back to you and they're like, well, no, you did not do that. And you go out and say, well, you know what? You're discriminating against me. You hate me. Those are my personal beliefs. I want you fired because I don't agree with what you said. What are we doing here, guys? Like, when did personal accountability go out the window? When did it become okay to blame somebody else for you being reprimanded for not following the directions? It doesn't seem like it's a hard thing for me. It just boggles my mind that we live in a society where I don't agree with it. So I'll be damned, I got to get somebody fired. I want somebody to pay for the fact that I don't agree with this. Not everything has got to be that deep. Sometimes, you know, it's like if I'm asked to write a paper about vegetables and I write about football, you know what? I'm not going to say, you know what? You don't like me because I'm writing about football. You don't like me because, no, if they ask you to do something as a teacher is a teacher and a student is a student. When did we lose that respect? I never would have treated my professors this way. Never. It's just a total lack of respect and a lack of accountability. That is just that is my personal opinion. And I feel like it's not just this, but this goes across society. This goes across society where it's like, oh, you're going to punish me. I'm going to get a bad grade. Well, guess what? I'm going to get you fired. I don't agree. Josh, I feel like it's just we've gone way over the deep end with always having somebody to pay for the fact that maybe we just didn't do what we were supposed to do.
So I'm going to dip my toes into both sides of the aisle here because, the citing source she's using in her paper is not technically, unless I have been out of college long enough, is not technically a textbook. Like, there's certain sources you need at a collegiate level, and I'm forgetting, like, the actual, like, term that they use, but there's certain sources that you can use as, when it comes to papers. The Bible, no matter which version you use mm-hmm. as your source, is not a source for a paper. I'm not going to, per se, bash her for writing a paper that sides with how she views it, because there's obviously more to this story, and maybe you mentioned, maybe you didn't, but if the teacher gave her a zero, there's reasons on both the teacher's side and the student side that this was a zero. If the teacher is of a certain belief, obviously not very many of those down in Oklahoma, I can tell you from experience, then yeah, I could see how that was taken into effect for this grade. But a paper or any assignment should always be, it should be a confidential thing. You shouldn't be, like, if someone says something in their paper, you shouldn't be putting it out like this, and you shouldn't be, you know, making it public. And maybe she was the one that kind of made this known. But also, you can't use those sources to, per se, make your paper legitimate. There's a lot of reasons why she got a zero on this. And obviously, as you mentioned, the question wasn't probably tackled, but the belief system cannot be a factor in how you grade somebody's paper.
Yeah,
unless you're like writing something that's pro, like Nazi or something, and like that's over the line. But like, if you're going, the University of Oklahoma is a very Bible heavy school. They apply it in everything they do.
Absolutely,
their softball team, everybody mm-hmm. uses it, and that's fine. But like, you also have to kind of keep everybody's story, everybody's paper separate from each other. You can't just say, you know what, because you're using biblical content in here, I'm going to give you a bad grade. So there's obviously more to this on both ends that we're not quite digging into here.
Yeah. From the 763, they said it was a gender studies class taught by a gay trans psychology teacher. Mm. The admin put the teacher on leave, so obviously they did something wrong. There's obviously something there. Not necessarily. We see when something comes up, we see as a matter of protocol, they will always put people on probation or put them on leave while they're investigating. So just because they put the professor on leave doesn't necessarily mean that there's guilt on the part of the professor. And also from the same 763, students cited the Bible as a source, wrote in the paper that society sees transgender as demonic. Read the whole story. I've got two different stories up.
Yeah, and if
like,
that
I've got two of them up.
And that's the thing is, that starts with point A, though. You can't use the Bible as a source. Like, it's not a textbook. It's used in religious. Yes, there is the theological classes. I get that. That's not the same thing as what we're talking about here. This is a psychology class of which you use psychological sources, whether it's online or via textbook, to make your paper, make your point, make your point known.
And I think that's the point. It's just not giving the professor what the professor asked for.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to. This isn't about, you know, how we feel about transgender and whether or not the Bible, you know, society sees transgender as demonic, mm-hmm. or demonic, sorry, which, for the record, I do not, because I've got trans friends. My daughter has trans friends, and they're just fine. So I don't see transgender people as demonic. If you do, that's on you. Mm-hmm. You can look at them as, you know, being like that. That's fine. But that's not the story. The story is just, the story is not giving the instructor what the instructor wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes you got to step up and put on your big boy or big girl pants and say, you know what? Yeah, even though my beliefs are one thing, as you said, Josh, mm-hmm. with this, because it was a psychological paper.
Yeah.
Like that's where you need to go with it. You just, maybe in a different context, that paper would have been fine.
But because of the content that she was writing it on, which is the current state of gender in society, is what the topic was.
Mm-hmm.
Her referencing the Bible, if she, and again, I'm going to repeat this again, it's not a source. She can reference it and say, hey, per my beliefs, this is this. There's something, you have to do something way more. I feel like there's a lot more to the story that she got a zero. You should at least be getting partial credit. So I feel like as much as you're probably going to push back on this, there probably is some bias when it comes to the professor or whoever's in charge of making this decision. So there is probably some bias in there, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to speak for either party on that.
Yeah, I can see that there might be a tinge of bias. Yeah. I can understand that. At the same time, if you're asked to provide something and you don't provide it, then, I mean, it's student-teacher 101, right? I mean, again, in a different context, that paper might have been great. Mm-hmm. It might have been off the charts, just spectacular. It's not against the beliefs. It's not against – it's just the context in this class. It just wasn't what they wanted.
I just feel like the paper that she probably put out –
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It doesn't fall in line with the common view of society when it comes to gender. And that's kind of why I feel like they wanted to make it super PC and avoid any trouble with this as far as what she probably said in it.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, coming up next, we got Bite of the Night. And do we have another Latrell Sprewell situation? Oh, boy, I hope not. But we've got an athlete. They're falling on hard times. Who is it? We'll tell you next. It's the Lake Show. Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.